Hey, what's up? This is Lewis Charles Candell. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. This study guide is for financial accounting. My email address is lcandell@OSSH.com. You're welcome to email me with suggestions, comments, whatnot. The study guide is based off the book Financial Accounting Tools for Business Decision Making, 2nd edition. The study guide is for non-commercial use. I make no money off this. This is for my own private benefit. Chapter 4. Accrual Accounting Concepts. Explain the revenue recognition principle and the matching principle. The revenue recognition principle dictates that revenue be recognized in the accounting period in which it is earned. The matching principle dictates that expenses be recognized when they make their contributions to revenue. Differentiate between the cash basis and the accrual basis of accounting. Accrual-based accounting means that events that change a company's financial statements are recorded in the periods in which the events occur. Under the cash basis, events are recorded only in the periods in which the company receives or pays cash. Explain why adjusting entries are needed and identify the major types of adjusting entries. Adjusting entries are made at the end of an accounting period. They ensure that revenues are recorded in the period in which they are earned and that expenses are recognized in the period in which they are incurred. The major types of adjusting entries are prepaid expenses, unearned revenues, accrued revenues, and accrued expenses. Prepare adjusting entries for prepayments. Prepayments are either prepaid expenses or unearned revenues. Adjusting entries for prepayments are required at the statement date to record the portion of the prepayment that represents the expenses incurred or the revenue earned in the current accounting period. Prepare adjusting entries for accruals. Accruals are either accrued revenues or accrued expenses. Adjusting entries for accruals are required to record revenues earned and expenses incurred in the current accounting period that have not been recognized through daily entries. Describe the nature and purpose of the adjusted trial balance. An adjusted trial balance is a trial balance that shows the balances of all accounts, including those that have been adjusted at the end of an accounting period. The purpose of an adjusted trial balance is to show the effects of all financial events that have occurred during the accounting period. Explain the purpose of closing entries. One purpose of closing entries is to transfer the results of operations for the period to retained earnings. A second purpose is that, to begin a new period, all temporary accounts, revenue accounts, expense accounts, and dividends, must start with a zero balance. To accomplish this, all temporary accounts are closed at the end of an accounting period. Separate entries are made to close revenues and expenses to income summary to returned earnings, and dividends to retained earnings. Only temporary accounts are closed. Describe the required steps in the accounting cycle. The required steps in the accounting cycle are A. Analyze business transactions. B. Journalize the transactions. C. Post to ledger accounts. D. Prepare a trial balance. E. Journalize and post adjusting entries. F. Prepare an adjusting trial balance. G. Prepare financial statements. H. Journalize and post closing entries. And I. Prepare a post-closing trial balance. Describe the purpose and the basic form of a worksheet. The worksheet is a device used to make it easier to prepare adjusting entries and the financial statements. It is often prepared on a computer spreadsheet. The sets of columns of the worksheet are, from left to right, the adjusted trial balance, adjustments, adjusted trial balance, income statements, and balance sheet. Accrual basis accounting. Accounting basis in which transactions that change a company's financial statements are recorded in the period in which the events occur, rather than in the period in which the company receives or pays cash. Accrued expenses. Expenses incurred but not yet paid in cash or recorded. Accrued revenues. Revenues earned but not yet received in cash or recorded. Adjusted trial balance. A list of accounts and their balances after all adjustments have been made. Adjusting entries. Entries made at the end of an accounting period to ensure that the revenue recognition and matching principles are followed. Book value. The difference between the cost of a depreciable asset and its related accumulated depreciation. Cash basis accounting. An accounting basis in which revenue is recorded only when cash is received, and an expense is recorded only when cash is paid. Closing entries. Entries at the end of an accounting period to transfer the balances of temporary accounts to a permanent stockholder's equity account, retained earnings. Contra asset account. An account that is offset against an asset account on the balance sheet. Depreciation. The process of allocating the cost of an asset to expense over its useful life. Fiscal year. An accounting period that is 1 year long. Income summary. A temporary account used in closing revenue and expenses. Matching principle. The principle that dictates that efforts, expenses, be matched with accomplishments, revenues. Permanent accounts. Balance sheet accounts whose balances are carried over or forward to the next accounting period. Post-closing trial balance. A list of permanent accounts and their balances after closing entries have been journalized and posted. Prepaid expenses or prepayments. Expenses paid in cash and recorded as assets before they are used or consumed. Revenue recognition principle. The principle that revenues be recognized in the accounting period in which it is earned. Reversing entry. An entry made at the beginning of the next accounting period. The exact opposite of the adjusting entries made in the previous period. Temporary accounts. Revenue, expense, and dividend accounts, whose balances are transferred to retained earnings at the end of an accounting period. Time period assumption. An assumption that the economic life of a business can be divided into artificial time periods. Unearned revenues. cash received before revenues were earned and recorded as liabilities until they are earned. Useful life, the length of a service of a productive facility. Worksheet, a multiple column form that may be used in the adjustment process and in preparing financial statements. And that ends the study guide for Chapter 4. Next chapter, Chapter 5, Merchandising Operations. Once again, you can find this and other study guides, both text and audio, at OSSH.com. My email address is lcandell@OSSH.com. Peace.